You're with SBS Radio.
Shalom, Australia. The IDF bolstered its presence in the region surrounding Gaza and said on Friday that it was prepared for every possible scenario after a Palestinian gunman crossed the border into Israel and injured three Israeli soldiers in a firefight before being killed on Thursday. The gunman was Hani Abu Salah, a member of the military wing of Hamas, whose brother was killed in a clash with the IDF last May. Abu Salah was armed with a rifle and grenades and wearing a Hamas uniform. However, an army spokesperson said the military believes the attacker was acting alone and not on orders from Hamas. The injured soldiers were taken to Soroka Hospital in Beersheba with non-life-threatening injuries. Some 6,000 Palestinians gathered near the Gaza Strip's border fence on Friday to take part in weekly protests. Rioters hurled rocks and explosive devices towards IDF troops stationed on the border. There were no reports of Israeli injuries. 51 Palestinians were injured, 24 as a result of IDF fire. On Wednesday, Israel wrapped up a four-day drill to prepare for the possibility of war with fighters based in Gaza. Drills also took place in the north for a possible encounter with Hezbollah. By midnight on Thursday, all lists of candidates for September's elections had to be submitted to the Central Elections Committee at the Knesset. 32 parties registered. 9 are projected to receive enough votes to enter the Knesset. Polls showed that both Likud and Kohol Levan are likely to receive about 30 seats. Around 56 seats are expected to go in total to the right-wing and religious parties and around 42 seats to centre-left parties. Neither side is likely to be able to form a coalition without Avigdor Lieberman's Yisrael Beitenu party, which is expected to win around 11 seats. Gantz would be unable to form a coalition, even with the support of the joint Arab list's 11 or so seats. Israel's top Arab lawmaker, joint list chairman Ayman Odeh, said on Thursday that he might seriously consider joining with Blue and White Kohol Levan chief Benny Gantz if he wins the elections, but said the scenario was unlikely because of Gantz's own reservations. Complicating matters for the prime minister, the extremist right-wing Otzma Yehudit faction will be running alone in the elections after failing to merge with Ayelet Shaked's United Right Union. They're unlikely to cross the electoral threshold, meaning right-wing votes for this party will not translate into Knesset representation. Moshe Feiglin's hard right Zahud is also unlikely to win any seats. Lieberman, who refused to join a coalition with the ultra-Orthodox parties and Likud after the previous elections, precipitating Netanyahu calling new elections, on Tuesday told supporters that he plans to force a national unity government with Likud, the centrist Kohol Levan party of Benny Gantz, and his own party, saying that there was essentially no difference between the other two factions, and he would recommend that the first leader to call for a unity government be tasked with forming a coalition. The Security Cabinet on Tuesday approved 700 building permits for Palestinians in Israeli-controlled Area C of the West Bank. At the same time, it issued 6,000 such licenses for homes in neighbouring settlements. Palestinians are rarely granted building permits in Area C, and recent years have seen the total number of approvals remain in the single digits. Prime Minister Netanyahu vowed on Wednesday that no West Bank settlement homes would be demolished on his watch, after the permits for new Palestinian construction were criticised by settler leaders. Netanyahu told Efrat Meir Oded Revivi, one of the few settlement leaders to voice support for the new construction permits for Palestinians, that he would advance plans for a further 8,250 housing units to be built in Efrat. Saif Sharif Daoud, an Israeli citizen captured in Syria while fighting with Islamic State, asked to return home in an interview broadcast on Wednesday by news outlet Al Arabiya. Daoud beseeched the Prime Minister in Hebrew to work to bring him back, saying, "I am an Israeli citizen. I know you are the Prime Minister of a democratic state that does not differentiate between Jews and Arabs." Daoud added, "I request that you return me to Israel. It's very hard, this jail. It's very, very hard. This is my request, and I know it will be hard for you to do it. And by God, I promise not to go back to how I used to be and to become a respectable person." Daoud apologized to his parents, saying in Hebrew that he'd made a big mistake and was sorry for the problems he'd caused them. Australia recently moved to bar the return of Islamic State supporters who are demanding to be repatriated. In April, Israeli Interior Minister Aryeh Deri moved to strip an Israeli man of his citizenship for travelling to Syria to join Islamic State 6 years ago. A 19-year-old British woman is facing a year in prison and a $1,890 fine for accusing 12 Israeli tourists aged 15 to 18 of gang raping her at a hotel in Cyprus last month. Cypriot police immediately arrested a group of Israelis staying at the hotel, holding them for nearly 2 weeks until the woman recanted her claim during questioning last Sunday, saying there had been consensual sexual contact with some of the suspects. The woman told investigators she filed the rape report because she felt angry and insulted when some of the Israelis recorded video of her having consensual sex with them. The sex video was reportedly being circulated on WhatsApp and had been posted on pornography websites. Her lawyer told reporters that the distribution of the video was more serious than her alleged false statement. Israel in 2014 became the first country to ban the distribution of so-called revenge porn in a bid to protect victims. The law, which targets sexually explicit media posted without the depicted person's knowledge or consent, covers content shared on social media. It stipulates that those found guilty of posting such content will be prosecuted as sex offenders and that the offence is punishable for up to 5 years in prison. Many in Israel have pointed out that even though the teens were exonerated from the rape charges in Cyprus, they would have faced criminal charges for filming the sex if the same incident had occurred in Israel. Neither the boys themselves nor their families have accepted any responsibility for the incident. Relatives of Victor Katan, 74, the shooter in a parking dispute in Ramle, have expressed regret over the death of Ofir Hasdai. Hasdai, aged 40, was trying to park in a disabled spot at Ramla's Azrieli Mall last Sunday afternoon on behalf of his wife, who has muscular dystrophy. A fight broke out with Katan over the parking space, and Hasdai was gunned down in front of his wife and three daughters. Katan was brought before a judge and remanded on Monday on suspicion of murder. He was claiming self-defense. Dikla Hasdai said her husband was the sole breadwinner for the family, which includes three children, 9-year-old twins, one of whom has cerebral palsy, and an 18-month-old who suffers from muscular dystrophy and needs to use a respirator. An online fundraising campaign for them has raised over 1.7 million shekel. A day after thrilling an audience of 57,000 fans on Thursday night in Tel Aviv's Hayakon Park, Jennifer Lopez on Friday visited the Kotel. The singer touched the stones at the holy site and whispered in the ears of her children as she shielded them from jostling crowds. Her fiancé, Alex Rodriguez, on Friday tweeted a photo of the celebrity couple in the capital along with the caption, "Jerusalem, you are unforgettable. What a perfect finale to our first trip to this beautiful land." This is Peter Jones-Pelach, reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.